Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the World Credit Union Conference here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, where, well, it's a little rainy outside,
right? Yes.
But it's beautiful out there. Take our word for it. It's gorgeous. But anyway, we are here with the dynamic duo from Visa, Celeste Schwitters. Celeste, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. Good. So good to see you.
Good
again.
To see you again as well. And then Jackie Sinatra, right next to Celeste. How are you, Jackie?
I'm fantastic. Thank you, Mike.
Good. I'm glad to have you guys here. How's the conference going? I mean, like, I think the whole conference is outside here right now. So how are you guys doing? How's it going? I know you guys have been running around here very busy.
Yes.
So share with me what's been going on. Celeste,
well,
I'll let you go first.
I love it. It's my first time here, Mike.
I've never been
to the World
Are you kidding?
Conference, so it's super
wow.
exciting.
Okay.
In Vancouver,
yes.
a beautiful city.
Yep.
But what I just love is everybody is talking about sustainability, mm-hmm. climate change, like just all of the world events that you don't always necessarily in your daily U.S. job get
right.
to talk about.
Yeah.
So it's super interesting. And
how it correlates with financial services,
and
right?
Right.
With credit unions and the
yeah.
services they can offer to their members. So it's been mm-hmm. amazing. What about you, Jackie?
I completely agree. It's also my first Worldwide Credit Union Conference. I'm just impressed with how big it is and all of the different countries that are represented
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hear Brazil is really represented.
Uh-huh.
They've got like over 300 people who are in attendance.
I heard, and this is the taxi driver that I rode over with this morning. He knew more about it than I did. And he told me that 60 countries.
The conference?
Yeah,
oh, really?
Yes. Represented. So in like 60 countries. Amazing.
Wow. I thought the Kenyan contingent
yes.
was the I guess the most vociferous.
Yes. The green
they
sure.
were so loud during the opening
sure.
ceremonies. I loved it.
Amazing.
I loved it.
Amazing.
I felt like I was at the Olympics and people were
yeah.
like cheering for their flags. So that's really cool.
It's
so,
really amazing.
Yeah.
yeah. It's been great.
Indeed, indeed. Hey, you guys were there's a number of topics I want to hear, but
yeah.
you guys just got out of a payments.
Yes.
A session, what I want to hear about, because as we all know, payments is changing by the
mm-hmm.
millisecond,
mm-hmm.
it seems, these days.
That's right.
So share with me what you guys, a couple of the highlights in that session real quick, because obviously Visa, thank you very much for your support, by the way.
Absolutely. We're very happy to be here.
Is near and dear to your hearts, the payments
yeah.
aspect of it. So Celeste,
yeah,
you want to share a few? And then Jackie, you can do the same as well?
I'd be happy to. Thank
okay.
you.
Yeah, it's great. So I think that, you know, we talked about the changing nature of payments. Like you said, it is changing on a very quick clip. But a couple of things that I took away. So Stacey Madge from our Canada office presented, and certainly we deal with this every day,
yes.
but is the shopping experience.
Oh,
so
going to the shopping.
Well, of course we have to go shopping. Jackie and I are shoppers at
That's right.
Aren't we all? But, I mean, you're just so used to being able to have everything at your fingertips. But now the shopping experience, how this is going to change is with ChatGPT and you're talking in a more narrative version,
sure.
you can say, so, for example, if I wanted to purchase a Father's Day gift for my husband, before you might Google in and you
yeah.
might say,
yeah.
give me all the best gifts for Father's Day.
Right.
And you would get, what do you think, Mike? Grill set?
A barbecue, yeah.
Barbecue,
so I was thinking, yeah.
Whiskey, I don't know.
Whiskey, oh wow.
Right? Depends on the what comes up. But now you can say, you can load in some data on your husband, birth date, if he has an Instagram profile,
mm-hmm.
some key data points, and say, now give me a curated recommendation.
Yes.
Okay.
And ChatGPT, using that, will provide you with some very curated recommendations.
Mm.
And so for my husband, that might be less of a golf shirt, more of a tennis racket.
There you go.
For example. So it's great.
Just the racket?
Just the racket.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
yeah. I mean, he thinks he needs more gear, but does he really? No. And then also on that same line is some of it, and we're already seeing this today, is Instacart is using, so that's where you purchase your groceries. You know, if you've done that before, you generally put in the list of groceries, but they've paired up with ChatGPT to say, I'd like to cook chicken with pasta for my kids this evening, and it will give you an entire recipe, and it will load the things that you need for the recipe into your cart in order to then curate that for you, and you can choose to either purchase all of them immediately ready to go, or also give you the recipe.
Oh, cool. How cool is
goodness.
That?
So that is a time saver. So we're going to be more efficient, Mike. We're going to be cooking more as well.
Well, that's always a good thing.
Maybe somebody is.
I will.
Somebody okay, will. Somebody will. Jackie, share with me, I mean, some of the highlights of that and then the shopping experience that Celeste is talking about.
So I'll start with the shopping experience because in Texas, where I'm based, in the Love Airport, one of the new things that they have is the shopping experience where you go in and you tap your card.
Right.
And then you go into the little shopping kiosk, buy what you want to buy.
Right.
And then you walk out. So there's no cashier. There's just a person there that's really for training to help you understand how to get in and how to...
They're saying, no, it's okay. You can just walk out.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. It's like,
you don't need to pay again.
Really? No cashier?
Right,
so
right.
I like that. But it's kind of like, remember when we got away from wanting to go to credit unions and having to interact with people, or we wanted to have the cashless terminals?
Yeah, oh, of course.
That's kind of how shopping more and more is becoming, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But from Stacy's presentation that she did on payments and how they're evolving, I just was so impressed with the fraud piece of it.
Yeah.
And how as much as people want to be able to shop faster, quicker, anywhere, anytime, well, fraud's also increasing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So the big takeaway, the big takeaway for the credit unions and partners who are here is that as good as your numbers are, you still need to make sure that you're protecting your members by making sure that you've got the best services in place for the future of faster payments that are coming. So human enumeration attacks and you know, all of that. It was a really, really good session.
Yeah, because if you think of what we talked about with the shopping experience and all of that accelerating, you know, it's all for the good, maybe, if you see it that way.
Sure.
But it also allows the fraudsters to also take that same technology and scam you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about, you know, the ability for some of these really sophisticated scams, they can use your voice or your, to then...
Is that called voice cloning?
Yeah. Yes. Like, and that's scary, right?
Yeah.
Like,
and
people, you used to almost be able to identify fraud that was online phishing because they would get something wrong. Like, the verbiage would be a little bit off, and so you'd be like, eh, fish. But now, it's really sophisticated. It's going to be more so you do have to be working with your partners, like Visa and other partners, to be sure that you have the most sophisticated fraud defense in place.
Yeah, there's two sides of that coin. There's the convenience and the fun part of the shopping experience, like what you just described in the airport, and then there's the other side.
Risk.
The risk part of it, which is so, so crucial right now. So, thanks to folks like you out there that are keeping us honest, keeping us protected, so we appreciate that. So,
there was a lot of scary stats. I mean, Visa, I can't quote them off the top of my head, but just the number of attacks on our system, the number of emails that don't even get through our fraud defense because we just stop them.
Right.
Because we know they're not something that needs to go to an employee at Visa. There's a lot of people targeting payments networks and
others
to do bad things.
That's
and
right.
credit unions as well.
Yeah,
I mean, they must get bombarded by thousands, if not millions, of hacking attempts a day, you know?
Well, so, what happens and what we really want to caution, like not to scare people, but is fraud always goes to the weakest link.
That's right.
So if you have the weakest link, that's why you don't want to, and your credit union doesn't want to be the weakest link. You have to be sure that you put everything in place, because otherwise things can happen and really quickly.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, you don't want to be that headline, for sure. Stay out of the headlines.
Yeah.
Hey, last thing I wanted to talk about for you, because I know you guys have a busy schedule, but you guys are doing some work with Filene and the HBCU Incubator.
Yes.
So do you guys want to talk about that a little bit? Jackie, you seem very animated about this.
Well, I'm excited of the attention and focus that we're giving to our historically Black colleges and universities. And last week, the African American Credit Union Coalition had their 25th annual conference.
In
Atlanta, in Evergreen.
Shout out to Renee.
Hey.
I heard it was awesome.
I saw all the pictures on LinkedIn. It was covered very well.
It was awesome. But we also, like part of the pre-conference, was Visa hosted a session with Filene and some Visa account executives and a few of our historically black colleges and some other executives at Visa, like our Visa Direct, to talk about, actually it's to talk about, but also to hear ways that we might be able to all work together to create products or services, solutions, to just kind of identify where and how we can help support inclusion, acceptance, and adoption in that space. So yeah, I'm really excited that Visa has started on this journey to support them. And the other thing we're working on is a HBCU CEO roundtable. And so that should also be another good way for us to make sure that we're also being inclusive.
Is this part of the filing thing too, or is it
a separate thing?
Okay,
separate.
Cool. All right.
And I think the way we look at it, what we've heard based on this, which is great, and filing is so good at doing this already, is
they are.
You have to get all of the input so that you don't assume you know what products and services will fit the segment that you're targeting. And so I think it's been really good for us just to learn. And so that's the way we look at it. It's like this incubator is to learn from a lot of different constituents as to the best products and services that we might offer or we might not, because it doesn't make sense. Like, so that's what we're learning. It's really interesting.
So is there a timeline for this incubator, or is there like some results?
Yes, so February
down the road
is when we will have the final recommendations from the group that we're working with.
Cool.
So coming up early next year.
Okay.
I guess we're going to talk again then.
Think so, Celeste. And Jackie too, if you want. Come on.
I'd love to.
Come
yes,
on back.
For sure, we'll have her there.
For sure. All right, you guys. Well, anything else to add? I mean, I could talk to you guys all day long, because
the
topics that you guys bring up are just so timely and so vital, so important, you know?
Yes.
So I really appreciate
it. When's your wife's birthday? Just kidding. I don't know that you
My
have
wife's
a wife,
birthday?
But okay.
Yeah.
Should have asked that first.
February?
So, thinking.
February.
Same time. Oh, really? February 23rd.
February 8th.
Oh, whoa.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah.
I don't hear many February birthdays.
So I'm going to put that in a ChatGPT and find out
to put it in
what are we going to get?
Yes,
I don't know.
See what comes out by then. We'll keep us posted.
Gosh,
it's going to be more sophisticated by then.
Yes.
Oh,
by
yeah.
February, it will have exponentially grown.
Yeah.
And another stat to leave you with. So Uber, it took 70 months to get them to 100 million users.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it was for ChatGPT?
Oh, like 30 seconds probably.
2 months.
Good grief.
So that is the fastest ever technology growth that we've ever seen. So don't think it's not going to be something you need to be focused on.
That's right.
Well, I think there's already ChatGPT 3.0 or something like that on the way. So yeah,
I mean,
it's going
to
be
scary.
It is scary.
It's scary, exciting at the same time.
Exactly.
If that's possible.
For sure.
So yeah.
Well, it was great.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it. There they are, the dynamic duo from Visa, Jackie and Celeste.
That was fun.
Community Financial's present CEO Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible.